Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You need to score more runs, and it's not, you know, playing all these close games. You know, I keep thinking about this team's ready to go on a run. When are they going to win 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row? To do that, they're going to have to score more, because you can't win 2-1, 4-2, 3, you know, 3-1, because you're going to be crushing the back end of your bullpen. Every now and again, you got to win 10-2, like we did on, I guess it was Sunday in Colorado, to where you can, you know, you don't have to use those back end guys. Because you'll never be able to go on a big run of 6 to 8 games if you keep winning 4 to 2. I'm looking for more offense. Hopefully, if it's not internal now, they make a move to add to it.
So, John Wehner, that's as good of an explanation on why the Pirates haven't gone on a long winning streak as I've heard. Is you're winning a lot of close games, and so your bullpen gets taxed, and so you can't throw the guys out there in your bullpen that you want with as much regularity as you want. So it's just, it's hard to get on and be that snowball rolling downhill. Now, games like yesterday are different because you just have to go to Holderman and then Bednar, and you save the rest of your bullpen and you got an off day today. This whole series, though, you win close games. You need to score runs so that you don't have to use Bednar and Holderman and Chapman all the time. I love that explanation. And then at the end there, he throws in, so it's either internal improvement offensively, or you got to go out and add. And we've talked ad nauseum about how they need to add, but you brought it up earlier. Like, Brian Reynolds has come around, and in a big way. O'Neill Cruz, since the beginning of May, has come around, and in a big way. You've got Nick Gonzalez. Andrew McCutchen has come around in a big way. But they're still going out there, and they score one run in each of these two games. Getting Key Brian Hayes going would be a massive, massive deal.
Yeah, and I think what Wehner, should I say, like scratching and clawing, yeah, that can get you wins, but then that you get exhausted. And that can only last for so long. You know, scratching and clawing your way through a season is very, very tough. If you get on a streak and start scoring runs, then it's almost like walking. Like, it's like, okay, like we're in sync. We can go out, you know, we're going to score runs. We're going to give ourselves a chance. We don't have to scratch and claw and figure out other ways to win games. And he, you know, would like to see that, because they do need to get on a serious win streak in order to really put themselves in good position. And to do that, you need bats to come around. And Ke'Bryan Hayes being one of them, I think he's the next piece to the puzzle if we're talking guys that have been paid by the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that they've been paid a lot of money in major league terms, but in Pirates terms, they've been paid a lot of money. Mitch Keller's been paid a lot of money. Brian Reynolds has been paid a lot of money. Ke'Bryan Hayes is, you know, 8 years, $70 million, paid a lot of money. Those two guys that I just named first are singing for that supper. Ke'Bryan Hayes, it's your turn.
Yes,
because
it is.
If it is your turn and you are singing for your supper, that creates the streaks. That creates runs. That creates another dimension to your game that it's like, okay, this is for real. And then you think about, okay, we need to prove to Charrington that we are legit.
There's that.
And then you do that with Ke'Bryan Hayes getting his bat to come alive. And then you do maybe add another one. And then you're cooking with gas.
Yes. You don't only need to just add a guy. You need your guy, Ke'Bryan Hayes, yes, in particular, to come around at the same time, to where you're basically adding a couple of bats. Because the margin for error is so thin. We saw it in game 2 of the Cincinnati series. A hell of a catch by the center fielder. If it goes over his head, guess what? You tie the game, you might wind up winning that game. There's a home run. Michael A. Taylor actually got a hold of one. Home run gets robbed. When you're playing close games, one mistake here or there, you lose the close game. One play the other team makes, you lose the close game. It's why people were so annoyed last year that the Steelers were playing as many one-score games as they were. Because luck comes into that,
yes,
a lot. Their starting pitching, their bullpen now at this particular point, is enough for them to keep up with the Joneses. But make no mistake, the Mets finally lost yesterday. They won a bunch in a row. They're super hot. They needed that to get back into the race. One or two of these teams that are in the race are going to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just the way that it works, whether it's the Cubs or the Reds or the Cardinals or San Francisco or San Diego or the Nationals or the Mets. One or two of those teams are going to get hot. So, like, just to say, oh, if we can just get to 83 and 79 or what? No. You need to, A, like you said, force the general manager's hand, but I don't think when we look up at the end of the season that you're going to see a team below 500 having gotten into the playoffs. Like, I just don't. You're going to start to see some separation in the pack, and if it's going to be you, yeah, you need Key Brian Hayes to come around, and you need to add a bat or two. You just do. I like that description from Wehner, and I think you make some good points, Doran Dickerson.
Thank you.